طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our 14th session. Reading from Let's Begin to Read Arabic by Dr. Fa Abd Rahim. And our lesson today, or our lessons today, are going to be, inshallah, lesson 26, dealing with the consonant Zay or Za'un, and lesson 27, dealing with the consonant Ra. Yani, the first consonant, Zay, is on page 52 and 53, and Ra is on page 54 and 55. That's what we're going to be doing today, inshallah. But before we start, I want to say two things. One, that as you know, we've covered a good portion of this book. We've covered most of the important fundamental rules for reading and writing, concepts. And what remains, for the most part, are the letters, the consonants of the alphabet, yani, that we haven't covered yet, and some special rules that's at the end of the book. So, since we've covered a good portion, I want to remind you of the importance of doing muraja'ah, yani, of review, because the more we go through the book, the further we get into it, yani, the more information that you have, the greater is going to be the need to review what you've learned. Otherwise, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, as we take yani, 10, 15, 20 more lessons, the information will be overwhelming. If you're not reviewing it, you won't be able to retain it. Perhaps you will forget much of what you learned, and in the end, yani, you won't have the real benefit that you need to get. So I'm just encouraging everyone to please review the lessons. Yani, sometimes at the end of the session, we try to review yani, a large amount of the lessons as much as possible so that we get in the practice of reviewing and we see really how it's not that difficult to do. It doesn't take that much time and there's a tremendous benefit in it. So, again, I'm just encouraging us, reminding us of the importance of muraja'ah, yani, review, and yani, it really makes the difference in the end of what you're going to retain if you're constantly reviewing. And this goes for Arabic. And it goes for anything else that we're learning. Memorizing the Quran requires muraja'ah. Memorizing hadith requires muraja'ah. If we're studying fiqh, whatever it is that we're studying, tafsir, tawheed, yani, it's important that we do muraja'ah. Okay, so today, inshallah, we're going to take lessons 26 and 27. Before we do that, we just want to review quickly the lessons that we covered last week. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. That is Dal and Jim. The lessons that we covered last week now.
That's a brother downstairs in a wheelchair.
He
said he needs some
okay. Jazakallah khair. All right, so we're going to quickly look at the lessons that we took last week. Lesson 24 and 25. Lesson 24 and 25. As far as lesson 24, it's on pages 48 and 49. It's dealing with the letter Dal. The letter Dal, as in the English word do. However, the letter dal in Arabic is softer than in English, and its articulation point, as we said last week, is the top part of the tip of the tongue. The top part of the tip of the tongue. And the gum line of the two top incisors, two front teeth. Okay? The top of the tip of the tongue touching the gum line, where the gums meet the two front upper teeth. That's the articulation point of Dal, and it's the same articulation point that we had previously with the letter Ta. So these two letters, Ta and Da, they're from the same articulation point, the top of the tip of the tongue touching the gum line of the two front teeth. And likewise, the letter Fa, which we haven't taken yet, is also from that articulation point. Okay, let's look at the letter Dal on page 48 and 49, and let's read or let's review together lesson 24, page 48, line 1. The first word.
Damun.
Damun. Naam. Second word.
Dalla.
Dalla. With shadda on the lamb, so hold it and emphasize it. Dalla. The third word.
Adullu.
Adullu. The fourth word.
Dikun.
Dikun. And the last word.
Aiden.
Naam. A. That's a diphthong. Yani Hamza was fatta followed by ya with sukun a, and then the letter del a din tanween a din. Okay, let's go to line 2, the first word. Shadidun. Second word.
Andadun.
Okay, three syllables. The first syllable is Hamza with Fatah followed by Noon with Sukoon. That's one syllable. N. And then Dal with Fatah elongated by Aleph. Da. And then Dal with Tanween. Dun. Andadun. Andadun. Okay, let's go to the next word. Line two. Third word. Naam, that's with a diphthong, a short vowel, and then tanween. Dawlatun. We're on line, page 48, line 2, the third word. Dawlatun. Dawlatun, the last word.
Bada.
Naam, three short vowels. Three syllables, all of them short vowels. Ba, da, a. Ba, da, a. Remember the letter dal is pronounced from the top of the tip of the tongue, touching the gum line of the two front upper teeth. Ba, da, a. Okay, let's move on to line 3. We're still on page 48, lesson 24. Line 3, first word.
Hud,
hudun. Hud, hudun. Hud, hudun. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Second word.
Hada,
a. Hada, a. Hada, a. Third word.
Muddatin.
Muddatin. With shadda on the del. So you're going to hold it and emphasize the del. Muddatin. If we stop on that word, we'll pronounce it how?
Muddah.
Now, muddah. Pronounce the last letter, Tarabuta, as a H with no vowel. Muddah. Muddah. The word on top of it, with if we stop on it, the word on top of muddah will be what? Dawla. The word on top of it, just right above it, on line 2, third word. Dawla. Dawla. If we stop on it, dawla. Okay, let's go back to line 3. Last word. Line 3, last word. Short vowel, diphthong, long vowel, short vowel. Four syllables. Short vowel, diphthong, long vowel, short vowel. Last word.
Hadaynahu.
Hadaynahu. Naam, turn to page 49. Page 49. Top of the page, line 4. First word.
Damin.
Damin. Damin. Two syllables. Long vowel and tanween. Damin. Second word.
Tadumu.
Tadumu. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel. Three syllables. Tadumu. Tadumu. Okay, last word, line 4.
Baladun.
Baladun. Baladun. Naam, baladun. Any question about the letter dal? Okay, let's turn next page, page 50. Lesson 25, the letter jeem. The letter jeem. Pronounced like the J in the English word just. Ja. Ji. Ju. Ja. Ji. Jew. It's pronounced from the middle of the tongue and the roof of the mouth that lies opposite to it. From the middle of the tongue and the roof of the mouth that lies opposite to it. The letter Jim. The letter Jim. By the way, some Arabic speaking people in their dialects, in their colloquial dialects, pronounce the letter Jim like G in English. So instead of saying Jumu'ah, they say Gumu'ah. Gumu'ah. Okay, so be careful, Yani, of Yani being influenced by the colloquial dialects of Arabic people. Because some letters they don't pronounce correctly. They don't pronounce them correctly. Okay, this is like the normal common speech, for example, in Egypt. They pronounce the letter Jim like English G. And they don't say Jumu'ah, they say Gumu'ah.
I heard they
I lived in Egypt. Yeah, so I'm just saying that, I'm just bringing this to our attention to be careful and try to stick to the correct, yani, classical Arabic pronunciations of words. Okay, we're on lesson 25 now.
The real sound is like J.
Ja.
Not Guma.
Not Guma, no, Ja. Ji, Ju, Jumu'ah.
Sort of combination of good and Jew at the same time?
It's possible. But in any case, just try as best you can to pay attention. Yani, even though you might be hearing an Arabic speaking person whose first language is Arabic saying the word, doesn't mean that they're saying it right. Okay? This is pronounced Ja, G, Jew. Okay, we're on page 50, lesson 25, the letter Jim, line 1, first word.
Tajun.
Second word.
Najin.
Third word.
Maujun.
That's a diphthong followed by tanween. Maujun. Fourth word. Faujun. Another diphthong followed by tanween. Faujun. And the last word?
Shadja.
Nam. Emphasize the shadda on the jim. It's doubled, right? Shadja. And just be careful. When you have a letter with shadda, sometimes people have a tendency to elongate the vowel along with it. Okay, so pay attention. Yani, that you make long vowels long and short vowels short. Shadja. Shadja. Okay, again, lesson 25, page 50, line 2. First word. Najauta. Najauta. Short vowel, diphthong, short vowel. Najauta. Second word.
Ajib.
Ajib. Ajib. Ajib. Answer. Ajib. Third word. Last word.
Mujibun.
Mujibun. We're on page 50. Lesson 25. Page 50. Line 3. Line 3. Last line on the page 50.
Jaba.
First word. Now, again.
Jaba.
Jaba. Long vowel, short vowel. Jaba. Second word.
Jihatun.
Jihatun. Jihatun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it?
Jiha.
Jiha. Jiha. With H on the end. Jiha. Ha. Huh? Okay. Line 3. Third word. Be careful. This word is a long word. It's yani, it's a hamza with fatha followed by noon with sukoon. That's one syllable. Then jim with fatha followed by ya with sukoon. That's a diphthong. And then noon with fatha elongated by aleph, long vowel. And then ha with dhamma, short vowel. So it has how many syllables? How many syllables?
Four.
Four syllables, okay? Yani, a sukoon, a diphthong, a long vowel, and a short vowel. Okay, third word, line 3.
An-jay-na-hu.
Good. An-jay-na-hu. 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 Okay, last word, line 3. Last word.
Da-ja-ja-tun.
Da-ja-ja-tun. Da-ja-ja-tun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it? Da-ja-ja. 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 Now, turn to page 51. Lesson 25, page 51. The letter Jim, four, line 4, first word.
Jidalun.
Jidalun. Jidalun. Second word.
Sajada.
Sajada. All short vowels, same length. Equal length. Sajada. Sajada. Third word.
Masjidun.
Masjidun. Masjidun. Last word.
Majidun.
Majidun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween, majidun. Line 5. First word.
Ajidu.
Ajidu. Ajidu. Ajidu. Second word.
Jamalun.
Jamalun. Jamalun. Third word.
Jamalun.
Jamalun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Jamalun. Last word, line 5.
Jihadun.
Jihadun. Jihadun. Okay, any question about the letter Jim? Okay, this is what we did last week now. Now.
The fourth line, the first word.
Fourth line, first word.
Jihadun.
Uh-huh.
It's a noun? Is it a noun?
It's a noun, yes.
Dealing with an argument?
It means arguing. Naam. Jidalun. Naam. Jidal means arguing. Naam. By the way, just even though this is not yani, part of our curriculum for this particular book, but In order to know, there are three parts of speech in Arabic. There's ism, fi'l, and harf. There's nouns, there's verbs, and there are particles. How do you know a word is a noun? A noun, from the signs that a word is a noun, is that it takes alif, lam, or tanween. Any word that takes alif, lam, or tanween, it's automatically a noun. So if you see jidalun with tanween, it has to be a noun. It has to be a noun. Okay, if a word has alif, lam, or tanween, it has to be a noun. These are two of the signs that indicate a word being a noun. Okay, let's look at the lesson for today. The first lesson we're going to take is lesson 26 on page 52. Lesson 26 on page 52. Okay, this letter, it says, lesson 26, new element, Z-A, Z-A, yani Z-A, Z-Zu. The name of this letter is Zay, Zay, or Za'un, yani both of them are correct. Zay, yani Za Fata Aleph Ya, Zay, or Za'un. Okay, so this letter Zay is pronounced like Z in Zu. Its articulation point, like Seen, which we had previously, the letter Seen, and the letter Sa'd, which we didn't have previously, we didn't have yet. The articulation point for Zay is the same articulation point as what we had before with Seen, that is, from between the tip of the tongue and the plates of the two top front incisors, yani two top front teeth, between the tip of the tongue and the two, and the actual teeth, the back of the teeth, with a space between them. But the tongue should be right there at the back of the two front upper teeth, slightly above the lower incisors, slightly above the lower incisors, and there should be a space between the tongue and the incisors. So it's pronounced za. Yani the tip of the tongue should be up above the two lower incisors, right opposite the two top incisors, two front teeth, with a little bit of space between the tongue and the teeth, and you say za, z. And the same way you say sa, from the same place, seen, sa, and saw, sawed. All of them from the same articulation point, the letter z. In any case, it's an easy letter to pronounce. Even if you don't know its articulation point, you know how to pronounce z in English, same way. Okay, same way. It's just a matter of having an idea of the place where letters should be pronounced from in Arabic, in case there's some confusion about its pronunciation. You should know its articulation point. Okay, so this is the first letter that we're going to take today, the letter Zay. And the only thing I want to say about the letter Zay, or two things I want to say about it. One, it looks exactly like the next letter we're going to take, Ra. Except Zay has a dot above it, and Ra has no dot. Okay? The second thing I want to say about it is that it's from the letters that are non-connectors, yani that do not connect to a letter following them. They do not connect to a letter following them. However, they can connect to a letter before them, unless that letter is also a non-connector. Yani any letter coming before them that's not a non-connector, they should be connected to the letter before it. As far as whatever letter comes after it, it should never be connected to a letter following it. Okay? So this letter, Zay, like the letter we're going to take next, Ra, and the letter that we took last week, Dal, those are non-connectors. Those are non-connectors. They don't connect to a letter following them. Otherwise, in Arabic, when you're writing, letters should always be connected. There's no, I don't know what you call that in English, when you just write separate letters. What do they print, call that? Printing. There's no printing. It's all script. Okay, letters should always be connected in Arabic. Unless it's a non-connector, it doesn't connect to a letter following it. Okay? Alright, let's look at this letter. It should be easy for us to pronounce it. All we should be doing here is trying to recognize it when we see it, what it looks like. Okay? It does look a little bit like the shape of the letter Del that we had before, but the letter Del is a little bit more closed, and Zay and Ra open. Okay? And Del is written on the line, and Zay and Ra are written above and below the line. Okay? If it was written on a line. So just also kind of pay attention to that. Okay, we're going to read now. I need my pencil. We're going to read now from page, lesson 26, page 52 and 53. Okay? Let's read from the first line. First line, first word.
Zada.
Zada. Zada. Zada is a verb. You see, there's no tanween, right? And no alif lam. That's a verb. Generally. And there are some words, there are some nouns in Arabic, actually, that don't take tanween. So if they don't have an alif lam, they won't take tanween. There are special words in Arabic that don't take tanween. They take alif lam, but they won't take tanween. So generally speaking, though, that is the clearest sign that a word is a noun. It doesn't have alif lam or tanween. Zada means yani increase. Increase. Yani the Prophet ﷺ said to a man who was very diligent and eager in catching the salat, the Prophet ﷺ said to him, Zadakallahu hirsan. Zadaka anta. Zadaka. May Allah increase you in hirs, in your yani diligence, eagerness to catch the prayer. The man came to the prayer and he saw the Prophet ﷺ already in ruku. So he made takbir and went to ruku and then walked through the masjid till he came to the final line, the last line that he could catch the prayer in. He didn't wait until he got to the line. He made takbir and ruku and the doorway. And then he walked in ruku to the back line and caught the prayer in the ruku. And the Prophet ﷺ said to him, Zadakallahu hirsan. Wala ta'ud. Don't do it again though. Yani meaning, don't come late to the prayer. Come on time. Yani zadaka, may Allah increase you. Zadakallahu hirsan. It's permissible to do it. Absolutely. The Prophet allowed him to do it. And it was done after him in the time of Sahaba. And nobody criticized it being done. Yeah. And it's an authentic hadith. It's very well known. It's known as the hadith of Abu Bakr, not Abu Bakr Siddiq, Abu Bakr, another companion of the Prophet radiallahu anhu. Okay, we on page 52, lesson 26, line 1, first word, zada, second word, zujajun. Three syllables, zujajun, zujajun. Third word, Azalla. Hold the lamb, right? Azalla. 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 Naam. Fourth word. Last word. Zifafun. 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 Okay, let's go back and read line one again together. Everyone, all together. First word. Zada. Second word. Zujajun. Third word. Azalla. Fourth word. Zifafun. Line two. First word. Line two. First word. Zahratun. Zahratun. Three syllables. Zahratun. Zahratun. Tun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it?
Zahra.
Zahra. Zahra. Naam. Second word. Zamanun. 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 Third word.
Zukamun.
Zukamun. Zukamun. Three syllables. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Zukamun. Now, last word.
Zanimun.
Zanimun. Zanimun. Okay, let's read line two together. First word.
Zahratun.
Zahratun. Second word. Short vowels. Again.
Zamanun.
Third word.
Zukamun.
Last word. Zanimun. Okay, let's go to line 3. We're still on lesson 26, page 52, line 3. First word.
Zuhdun.
Zuhdun. There's a famous book by Imam Ahmed called Az-Zuhd. Az-Zuhd. Anybody know what that means?
الزهد نعم
Aestheticism.
And meaning the person whose heart is not attached to the dunya. And they just take from the worldly things that which they need and they don't overindulge. Rather, their heart is connected to the akhirah. Az-zuhud.
They said the Sufiya went to the extremes in this matter.
They went to the extreme. We don't. They are not involved in zuhud. They are involved in bid'ah. Zuhud is from the sunnah. And Sufism is not from the sunnah. Zuhdun, Zuhdun, Zuhdun. Okay, line 3, second word. Be careful with this word, take your time. Now, second word. Zulzilat. Zulzilat. Naam, from the surah, right? Zulzilat. Zulzilat. Okay, third. Yarhamukallah. Third word. Hazza. Hazza. Just hold the shadda on the zay means, yani, emphasize it. Hazza. Hazza. Last word, line 3. Hazlun. 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 Okay, let's read line 3 again. First word. Zuhdun. Second word. Zulzilat. Zulzilat. Third word?
Hazza.
Hazza. Last word?
Hazlun.
Hazlun. Okay, turn to page 53. We're still on lesson 26. Page 53, line 4. First word?
Nazala.
Na-za-la. Notice that the letter Zay is not connected to the Lam, even though they are part of one word. And that's because what? The letter Zay is a non-connector. But non-connectors can connect to the letter before them, right? So we see it's connected to the letter before and not connected to the letter following it. Okay, the first word again is what?
Nazala.
Nazala. Nazala. Nazala. Second word.
Unzila.
Unzila. Unzila. Unzila. Three syllables. Unzila. Unzila. Third word.
Nuzulun.
All short vowels, right?
Nuzulun.
Nuzulun. Nuzulun. You notice that these three words all have something in common, right? Anybody know what they have in common?
So it comes down.
Huh?
Down?
Okay, the meaning. I don't mean the meaning. I'm just the structure of the word itself. What do they have in common? They're all. Okay.
Know what that means.
These three words, not all of them are verbs, right? Which one of these words is not a verb? The third one. How do we know it's not a verb? It has tanween. So when I say, what do they all have in common? Well, they're not all verbs, right? One of them is a noun. So what do they have in common? Now, Abdul Wali. Okay, they all have lamb on the end. Anything else they have in common?
The three,
no, they don't all have tanween.
The three.
What? Slow down, slow down. What you say?
The zay is not connected to the lamb.
Okay, the zay is not connected to the lamb. Maybe some of the advanced students should be able to recognize something here.
The three radicals.
Okay, most Arabic words are triliteral. They have three root letters, and then there are letters that are of increase that are added. So the three root letters are noon. Zay and lamb in each of these words. Even though two of them, the first two are verbs and the third one is a noun, but they're from the same root word, nazala. That's the root word, nazala. The past tense form of the verb, third person masculine singular, nazala. Mean he descended, he came down, nazala. Unzila is from the fourth form of the verb, anzala, means he caused it to come down. Yani Allah sent down the revelation, you say Anzala. Anzala. Okay, the last word on line 4, Yani, is how many syllables? Can somebody tell me how many?
Five?
Anybody say anything different? Yusuf five. Says five.
Six.
Huh? Six?
Yes.
Five. Okay? The first syllable is Mim Dhamma Zay with Sukoon. That's one syllable. The second syllable is Da with Fatha. third syllable is lam with kasra. The fourth syllable is fa with fatta. And the last syllable is ta marbuta nam. That means it is how many syllables?
Five.
Five. Okay, let's read the last word on line four.
Muzdalifa
2. Muzdalifa 2. Muzdalifa 2. Naam, Muzdalifa 2. If we stop on this word, how will we pronounce it?
Muzdalifa.
And that's how we normally say it, Muzdalifa. Yani, we say Arafa and Muzdalifa and Mina, those are the places that you go and Hajj, right? Muzdalifa is one of those places. We usually say Muzdalifa because if you pronounce the word by itself, you're going to pronounce it in the pause form, so you're not going to pronounce the ta marbuta as a T with this vowel. You're going to pronounce it as a H, so it became Muzdalifa. Muzdalifa. Okay, line. Let's read line four again together. First word.
Nazala.
Nazala. Second word.
Unzila.
Unzila. Third word.
Nuzulun.
Nuzulun. Last word.
Muzdalifa.
Muzdalifa. Naam. Muzdalifa 2. Muzdalifa 2. Now, we're not in pause form. We're supposed to read in continuation form, right? Okay, last line, lesson 26, page 53, last line.
Mazaja.
Mazaja. All short vowels. Mazaja. Second word.
Zamzamu.
Zamzamu. Zamzamu. Naam. Everybody knows this word, right? If you don't pronounce the last vowel, zamzam is the water. At the Kaaba in Mecca, right? Zamzam. Zamzamu. The last word on line 5?
Mazidun.
Mazidun. Mazidun. Mazidun. Okay, let's read line 5 together. First word?
Mazaja.
Mazaja. Second word?
Zamzamu.
Last word? Bazidun. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of lesson 26. Let's go back to the beginning and read individually. Back to the beginning of lesson 26, page 52, line 1, Saeed.
Zada.
Zada. Second word? Second word. Naam Abdullahi.
Zujajun.
Zujajun. Third word? Third word? Mustafa.
Azalla.
Azalla. Fourth word? Fourth word, Khatib.
Zafafun.
Look at the vowel on the first one, Kasra.
Oh, I'm sorry. Zifafun.
Good, Zifafun. Okay, line 2, first word. First word, now Muhammad Mente.
Zahratun.
Second word. Second word, Salahuddin. Again,
Zamanun.
Short vowels.
Zamanun.
Zamanun. Third word. Third word, Naam, Naim. Naim. Salim. Salim, Naam.
Zukamun.
Zukamun. Zukamun. Last word. Last word, Naam, Abdushakur. Sabur. Shakur, Sabur, Allahu Musta'an. Ya Abdushakur. You guys are getting me every time. Abdul Sabur, Abdul Shakur, Abdul Sabur. Naam.
Zanimun.
Okay, let's go to line 3. First word. First word, Abdul Wali.
Zuhdun.
Zuhdun. Second word, Salahuddin.
Zulzilat.
Zulzilat. Third word, Mustafa.
Hazza.
Hazza. Last word. Naam, last word on this side, Abdullahi.
Hazlun.
Hazlun. Turn to page 53, line 4. Naam, Sulaiman, first word.
Nazala.
Nazala, mashaAllah. Second word. Naam, Khatib.
Unzila.
Good. Unzila. Unzila. Third word. Third word, Abdushakur.
Nuzulun.
Nuzulun. Last word. Last word. Who didn't read yet? Everybody here read. MashaAllah. Okay. Now, who wants it? Now, Mustafa.
Muzdalifatu.
Line 5. First word. Naam, Suleiman. Mazaja. Second word. Second word. Muhammad Bente. Zamzamu. Last word. Abdul Wali. Mazidun. Tayyib. Any question about the letter Zay? Any question about the letter Zay? What we have to remember about this letter is that what? Be careful that you don't get confused between it, Zay, and the next letter that we're going to take right now, the letter Ra. They look exactly the same, except one has a dot, Zay has a dot, and Ra has no dot. Okay, and also both of these letters, in lesson 26, Zay, and in lesson 27 that we're going to do right now, Ra, both of these letters are non-connectors. Both of these letters are non-connectors. So never connect them to a letter following them. By the way, anybody who needs extra exercises for these two letters, I have a few copies for those who are in need. Okay? Try to give preference to those who are doing this for the first time so that they can have something to work with for extra exercises. Otherwise, if there's any left over, anybody can take it. Doesn't matter, if you're doing it for the first time or not. Okay, so this letter, lesson 27, the letter Ra, is not exactly like R in English. But rather, the Arabic Ra is pronounced by tapping or striking the tongue against the roof of the mouth. It's touching the roof of the mouth. After that, then. Okay, again, the letter that we're going to take now, lesson 27, page 54 and 55, is the letter Ra. Ra is unlike the English Ra. First of all, it's a lightly pronounced letter. It's not heavy like in English. And secondly, it's pronounced by tapping or striking the tip of the tongue to the roof. To the roof, the upper part of the mouth. Okay? And it is not... again, it's not heavy like the letter Ra in English. Its articulation point is the tip of the tongue and the top. The tip, front tip, and the top of the tip of the tongue. And what lies opposite to it of the gums of the two top front incisors. The gums, meaning what is above the teeth. The tip of the tongue and the top of the tip of the tongue touching the gums of the two top front incisors. Now,
so you kind of roll it a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little bit, but not, don't any exaggerate it. Slightly, very light, very, very lightly. Ra, ra, ra. It's not ra, like in English, ra. It's ra, ra, ra. Okay, this letter will require some practice. And if we're not used to the pronunciation of this letter in some other language, then it's a little bit different than what we are normally used to in the English language. Okay, so it will require some practice. Okay, we don't say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Rahman Rahim. Not Rahman Rahim. Okay, so in reading Quran, probably we might get a little bit used to the pronunciation of this letter properly. Inshallah, in practice, we'll try to work on it. Okay, articulation point, is the top of the tip of the tongue, the tip of the tongue, and the top of the tip, and what lies opposite to it of the gums of the two top front incisors. Okay, so let's go to page 54. Page 54, lesson 27, line 1. First word.
Zara.
Zara. Huh? In the last lesson we had Zada. Now we have Zara. And this is also a verb. Zara means to visit. To visit. Zara. Okay, two syllables, long vowel, short vowel, Zara. Second word, line 1.
Ram-zun.
Two syllables, Ram-zun. Third word.
Rabbun.
Rabbun. two syllables, shadda on the ba. The first ba is joined to the ra with fatta, rab, and then the second ba with tanween, bun, rabbun. Shadda on the ba, rabbun, rabbun. And of course, this word is known to us all, right? Rabbul Alameen. Yani the Rabb means the one who yani created and who controls and who has yani the decision in all affairs. The Rabbul Alameen. Last word on line one. Last word.
Ra'aytu.
Ra'aytu. And by the way, the Rabb, Rabbul Alameen, because he is the creator and the provider and the one who controls all affairs, for that reason, he has the right to be worshipped. For that reason, he has the right to be worshipped. And it is because of his rububiyya that he is entitled to the uluhiyya, ubudiyya. Naam.
In the pronunciation in the salah, is it he rabbi or he rabbi?
Yani in al-Fatiha, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Naam. Okay, we're the last word, right? Last word, line one. Let's read it together. Last word.
Ra-a-tu.
Ra-a-tu. Ra-a-tu. Ra-a-tu. This is a past tense verb. It means I saw. I saw. Ra-a-tu. Ra'aytuhu, I saw him, or I saw it. Okay, let's read line 1 together. Let's read line 1 together. Page 54, lesson 27. First word.
Zara.
Zara. Second word.
Ramzun.
Ramzun. Third word.
Rabbun.
Rabbun. Last word.
Ra'aytu.
Okay, line 2. Line 2. First word, three syllables, short vowel, diphthong, short vowel. First word.
Ra-me-ta.
Ra-me-ta. Ra-me-ta. Second word.
Ad-ra-ka.
Ad-ra-ka. Ad-ra-ka. Third word. All short vowels. Rakiba, rakiba, rakiba. Last word.
Ramimun.
Ramimun. Ramimun. Okay, let's read the first, the second line together. First word.
Ramayta.
Second word.
Adraka.
Third word.
Rakiba,
rakiba, rakiba. Last word?
Ramimun.
Ramimun. Okay, line 3. We're still in lesson 27, page 54. Line 3. First word?
Baridun.
Baridun. Baridun. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Baridun. Baridun. Yani al-jaw, baridun. Al-yawm. Al-yawm. Barid means cold. Cold. Al-jaw means the weather. Al-jaw, baridun, al-yawm. Baridun. Okay, second word. Two syllables. Second word. Irthun. 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 Yani irth means inheritance. Yani whoever left something behind, then we call that inheritance. Al-irth. Taib, line 3, third word, three syllables. Be careful. Third word.
Mi-ra-thun.
Naam. Mi-ra-thun. Long vowel. Long vowel. Tanween. Mi-ra-thun. Mi-ra-thun. Last word.
Tu-ra-thun.
Tu-ra-thun. Short vowel. Long vowel. Tanween. Tu-ra-thun. Okay, let's read this line. Same line. Let's read it together. Line 3, first word.
Baridun.
Baridun. Baridun. Second word.
Irthun,
third word.
Mirathun,
last word.
Turathun.
Turn to page 55. Wow, mashallah, a lot of exercises here for this letter. Page 55, line 4. Top of the page, line 4, page 27, page 55, line 4. First word.
Irama.
Irama. Irama. Okay, the second combination of two words. Alam tara. Alam tara. Kaifa. Fa'ala rabbuka
bi'ashab
al-fil. Alam tara. Did you not see? Did you not see how your Lord dealt with the ashab al-fil? Alam tara. Okay, third word.
Mudirun.
Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Mudirun. Mudirun. Last word. Tauratun. Tauratun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it?
Taurah.
Taurah. What is the Taurah?
The book of the Jews.
The book of the, that was revealed to? Bani Israel. Taurah. The Torah. The Torah. Taurah. Naam. Okay, let's read this line all together. Same line. Line 4, first word.
Irama.
Irama. Second.
Alam
tara. Third word.
Mudirun.
Last word.
Tauratun.
Okay, line 5. Line 5, first word.
Israrun.
Israrun. Israrun. Second word.
Thamaratun.
Thamaratun. Thamaratun. Third word.
Tamrun.
Tamrun. Tamrun. Last word.
Tumurun.
Tumurun. These two words are related to one another. Tamrun and tumurun. Tamrun means one of my favorite foods. Who said that? I hear a voice, but I don't see anybody. Somebody hiding behind you, huh? It must be a ninja. Oh, there it is. Wow. Now, tamrun means date that you eat, that you break fast with, and tumur is its plural. It's its plural. Okay, let's read this line together. Line 5, page 55, lesson 27, the letter. Ra, line 5, first word.
Israrun.
Second word.
Thamaratun.
Third word.
Tamrun.
Last word.
Tumurun.
Line 6, first word.
Taraka.
Taraka. Taraka. Taraka. Taraka. Taraka is a verb. It means? Yeah, to leave something. Taraka, he left it. Taraka. Second word.
Fardun.
This is not like something that's obligatory. That's with the letter Bard. This is the letter Del. This is the letter Del. Okay, so please be careful. Sometime when you pronounce the word, Farad, this is Del. And that word, obligatory, is bad. Farb. This is dal. Fard. Da. It's a light sound. Fard. Fard means a single one. Single. Yani fard, singular. Yani alone, one. Fard. Okay, third word.
Ajrun.
Ajrun. Ajrun. Ajrun. Last word. All short vowels again. Basharun. 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 Okay, let's read line 6. Same line. Let's read it all together. First word. Taraka. 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 Second word.
Fardun.
Third word.
Ajrun.
Last word.
Basharun.
Okay, last line. Line 7. Line 7, page 55. First word. That's tha, not sha. Remember we said when we had the letter sheen, be careful that we don't get mixed up between sheen and tha. This is tha, as in thought. Tha. 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 Ridun. Tharidun. Tharidun. Second word. Du surin. Du surin. Du surin. Third word. Shad on the ra. Shar. Sharun. 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 Sharun means the opposite of khairun. Nam. Evil. Shar. Shar. Sharun. The last word. Thawratun. 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 If we stop on this word, how do we pronounce it? Thawra. Huh? I hope I'm not hearing somebody saying thawrat. If we stop on it, we pronounce it? Like H. Thawra. 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 Okay, let's read this line all together. Last line, 7. Let's read it all together. First word? Tharidun. Second word? Dusurin. Dusurin. Third word? Sharun. Sharun. Last word? Thawratun. Thawratun. Okay, let's go back and read this lesson, the whole lesson from page 54, line 1. Individually. Let's everybody take a turn and Yani read individually. Okay, we're on lesson 27, page 54, line 1. Nam Khatib.
Zara.
Zara. Second word, Mustafa.
Ramzun.
Ramzun. Third word, Nam Abdullahi.
Rabbun.
Rabbun. Last word, Allahu Musta'an. Huh?
Saeed.
Ra'aytu. Ra'aytu. Naam. Okay, let's go. Line 2. 9-2. Naam, Abdul Wali.
Ramayta.
Ramayta. Second word. Second word. Second word. Mustafa.
Adraka.
Adraka. Adraka. Third word. Naam, Salahuddin.
Rakiba.
Rakiba. Last word. Last word, Abdul Shakur.
Ramimun.
Ramimun. Line 3. First word. First word, Abdul Sabur.
Baridun.
Baridun. Second word. Second word, Muhammad Mente. Irthun, third word. Third word, Abdullahi.
Mirathun.
But two long vowels.
Mirathun.
Naam, Mirathun. Mirathun. Last word, Mustafa? Mustafa?
Yes.
Okay.
Turathun.
Turathun. Okay, page 55. Lesson 27.
Yeah.
Page 55. Line 4, first word, Saeed.
Irama.
Irama. Second word, Naam Salahuddin. Oh, hold on, wait a minute. Yes, okay. Jaleel? Jaleel, I got it on the first try. MashaAllah. Naam.
Alam Tara.
Alam Tara. Ahsanta. Sounds it perfectly. MashaAllah. Alam Tara. Good, good. MashaAllah. Third word, Naam Muhammad. Mudirun. Last word. Last word. Now, Abdul Shakur.
Tawratun.
Tawratun. Line 5. First word, Salahuddin.
Israrun.
Israrun. Second word, Mustafa.
Thamaratun.
Thamaratun. Thamaratun. Third word. Third word. Nam Abdullahi. Hamrun. Last word?
نعم عبد السبوع تمور نعم line 6 first word صلاح الدين
تركة
second word عبد الشكور فرض third word third word نعم خطيب
أجرون
نعم أجرون نعم last word فضل موسى right
نعم
موسى نعم
صابون
okay the first letter is one dot not two one dot ba
sha room
نعم
باشارون
طيب خير إن شاء الله line 7 جليل first word
فريدون
second word ما شاء الله عبد الشكور أمي عبد السبوع دوسورين third word نعم سلام الدين
شارون
last word مصطفى But no long vowels. ثورة. Okay, any question about the letter Ra? Any question about the letter Zay or the letter Ra? Okay, does anybody remember which lessons we reviewed last week in the end of the class?
We went from 1 through 10.
We did all 10 of them? 1 through 11? 1 through 11. Tell you. I just want to look here for a second. 22. Okay, what we're going to do today, we're just going to go back a little bit, not all the way back. We're going to go back a little bit. To lesson 22, page 44. Lesson 22 and lesson 23. Now, Okay, let's go back a little bit to lesson 22. Lesson 22 on page 44. Lesson 22, page 44. Okay.
Page 44?
Yeah, page 44. Lesson 22, page 44. Everybody got it? Okay. Let's read. This is the letter Fa. Fa is pronounced from the upper front teeth, the edges of the upper front teeth, touching the inner side of the bottom, yani the lower lip. Fa, touching the lower lip. Fa. Alright, let's pronounce, or let's read, yani page 44, lesson 22, line 1, first word.
Kafin.
Kafin. Second word.
Uffin.
Uffin was shed on the fa. Uffin. Third word?
Anfun.
Anfun. Last word?
Kayfa.
Kayfa. Naam. Line 2.
Saufa.
Second word?
Famun.
Famun. Third word? Kaffun. Kaffun was shed on the fa. Kaffun. Last word?
Lafifun.
Lafifun. Line 3. First word?
Fatilun.
Fatilun. Second word?
Fuhu.
Fuhu. Third word?
Afnanun.
Afnanun. Last word?
Nafsun.
Nafsun. Turn to page 45, line 4, first word.
Manfushun.
Second word.
Shafatun.
Shafatun. Third word.
Taf شالو تفشلو تفشلو last word
كفنون
كفنون last line line 5 first word
كفانا
second word أكفو شد on the fa أكفو أكفو last word
نفسون
okay next lesson lesson 23 lesson 23 page 46 the letter fa the letter fa remember we said this letter make sure you distinguish it from the letter sheen because both of them have three dots and also we said the letter fa yani the th sound in the letter fa requires your tongue to come out of the mouth fa as in thought or think or path fa fa okay it looks just like the letter ta except ta has two dots and fa has three dots okay fa okay let's read lesson 23 page 46 line 1 first word now mushadd on the fa batha batha second word thumma thumma third word thumma thumma fourth word thullatun with shadda on the lamb thullatun fifth word thumamun thumamun last word salama okay line 2 first word Thalathatun. Short, long, short, tanween. Thalathatun. Thalathatun. Second word.
Thawbun.
Thawbun. Third word.
Saba.
Saba. Last word.
Masoor.
Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Four syllables. Four syllables. Again. Masoobatun. Masoobatun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it. Mathuba, Mathuba. Line 3, first word. Mathabatun. Second word. Mathanatun. Third word. Thamanin. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Thamanin. Last word. Two short vowels. Mathalun. Mathalun. Turn to page 47. Line 4, first word, 3 syllables. There's a sukun there. So that letter tha is joined to the letter before to make one syllable. Okay, first word.
Athnaytu.
Athnaytu. Second word.
Thabata.
Thabata. Thabata. Third word. What is it? Thabit. Remember the shadda means double the letter and also the vowel of the shadda. If the letter, if the line is written above the shadda, it's fatha. If it's below the shadda, it's kasra. Thabit. Thabit. Last word?
Labitha.
Labitha. All short vowels. Labitha. Labitha. Okay, let's turn to page 48. Page 48. Naam? Thabit is a name, yes. But Thabita, no. Uh-huh. Thabit, naam, Thabit. Yani one of the companions of the Prophet named Thabit, naam. Huh?
That's what we just pronounced it?
Yeah.
What we just pronounced?
Thabit.
Thabit.
No, no. That's not Thabit. That's Thabit. That's a command. That's a verb in the command form. The fi'l amr, thabbit, thabbit.
What is the command?
The name thabbit with a long vowel. Let's go to the next page. Page 48, lesson 24. We have just a couple of minutes left. Let's just try to finish these last two lessons. Page 48, lesson 24, line 1. First word.
Damun.
Damun. Second word.
Dalla.
Dalla. Third word. Adullu. Fourth word?
Dikun.
Last word?
Aydin.
Again?
Aydin.
Aydin. Aidin. Line 2, first word. Shadidun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Shadidun. Second word. Andadun. Andadun. Third word. Daulatun. If we stop on this word, how do we pronounce it?
Daula.
Like H on the end. Daula. Daula. Last word. Ba-da-a. Ba-da-a. Line 3, first word.
Hudhudun.
Hudhudun. Second word.
Hada'a.
Third word.
Muddatin.
Last word. That's a whole sentence, right? Hadaynahu. Turn to page 49. Top of the page, line 4. First word.
Damin.
Second word. Tadumu. Tadumu. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel. Tadumu. Last word.
Baladun.
Okay, turn.
Now.
Page 48, line 3.
Would that be like a rumor?
Would it be like a what?
Somebody left their cell phone on the seat out
there. Somebody left their cell phone on the seat out there.
One of my brothers left his cell phone. Yeah, I'll leave it in the office. I'll leave it right here.
Yeah, leave it there. We'll find out who got it. Now, what's your question, brother?
48,
line 3. Line 3? Which word? Hudhud. That's the name of the bird that's mentioned in the story of Suleiman. Hudhud. Page 50. Lesson 25. Page 50. Line 1. First word.
Tajun.
Second word. That's a noon with a dot on top. Remember, ba has a dot underneath. Noon has a dot on top. What's that word?
Najin.
Third word. Maujun. Fourth word. Faujun. Last word. Shajja. Line 2. First word. Najauta. Second word.
Ajib.
Third word. Mujibun. Line 3. First word.
Jaba.
Second word.
Jihatun.
Jihatun. If we stop on that word, we pronounce it how?
Jiha.
Jiha. Third word.
Anjaynahu.
Last word.
Dajajatun.
Line 4. First word.
Jidalun.
Second word.
Sajada.
Third word.
Masjidun.
Last word.
Majidun.
Line 5. First word.
Ajidu.
Second word.
Jamalun.
Short vowels. Jamalun. Jamalun. What does Jamalun mean?
Camel.
Jamal. Naam. Third word.
Jamalun.
Last word.
Jihadun.
We're going to stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Please do muraja. Please review the lessons that we've taken. Read and write and listen. Naam. Barakallahu feekum.